In the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, the candidate who's expected to win next month's presidential election is 35-year-old Mikhail Saakashvili. He led the protests that forced longtime President Eduard Shevardnadze from office a week ago yesterday. Saakashvili is among a new breed of Western-oriented young Georgian politicians educated in the United States and Europe. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Tbilisi.
Mikhail Saakashvili, or just Misha, as the youthful leader of Georgia's so-called Revolution of the Roses is known, has a law degree from Columbia University. One of his closest political allies is Petre Tsitsgardishvili. 4 years ago, at the ripe age of 25, Tsitsgardishvili won a parliament seat. Buildings along the cobblestone streets of the capital's ancient old town are still plastered with campaign posters from the recent parliamentary election. Many show the young Saakashvili and the baby-faced Tsitsgardishvili together.
This is me, my poster there. This whole mess needs to be cleaned up by the city.
Tsitsgardishvili first ended up in the U.S. as a high school exchange student in Aspen, Colorado. He got there by virtue of his status as a member of the Georgian national ski team. Tsitsgardishvili later went to college in Minneapolis. Even though he was among the vanguard which led the peaceful ouster of Eduard Shevardnadze, he credits the ex-president with making a conscious effort at bringing young, Western-educated people into Georgian politics. Several of them, like the apparent president-to-be, Misha Saakashvili, became government ministers while they were still in their 20s.
It was some sort of smart move by Shevardnadze to show the West that he's moving towards democracy, he's moving to bring new generation into politics and into government. And then these guys brought more young people, their friends studying abroad, people they thought that were competent and good for making reforms.
During the last couple of years, however, Tsitsgardishvili accuses Shevardnadze of increasingly surrounding himself with corrupt members of the old Soviet nomenklatura. That helped stoke the opposition movement here, led by the young guard. What's amazing about that is that Georgia is still a very patriarchal country, where young men and women are bound by tradition to respect their elders. But Tsitsgardishvili's youth doesn't seem to make much difference to the old men playing backgammon in a run-down tea house near Tbilisi's 9th-century sulfur baths. As Tsitsgardishvili walks in, several of them cheer his role in helping topple the government. Tsitsgardishvili says what Georgia must discard is a legendary tradition of government corruption.
There are some people that, you know, work with real integrity, but all of a sudden you see that these people are regarded as dumb. Come on, they say, you know, he's got a position like that and he's not corrupt, he's not taking bribes, he's got to be dumb. This kind of mentality has oozed into people's minds. We need to suck it back out somehow and tell them that this is going to make your grandkids live in an impoverished, one of the worst countries in the world.
He says Georgia can still retain its ancient Eastern traditions, which he sums up as family, food, wine, and unique art, while at the same time moving closer to the West. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi, Georgia.